And welcome to Rat Talk here on M88. I'm your host, Yo. This is the show where we want to challenge you, encourage you, and most of all, get you to think. And this week, it's pretty chill. I mean, I had a nice long holiday. I hope you enjoyed your holiday as well with Thanksgiving on Thursday and the long weekend that followed. And so, not going to do a whole lot tonight, but I do want to hear what you are thankful for as we remember Thanksgiving. And I'd just like to know what you're thankful for and how do you express your thanks. We'll talk a little bit about some of the traditional ways of expressing thanks, and we'll look at a little bit of the history of Thanksgiving. But really, it's going to be all about you guys and your calls on Thanksgiving and how thankful are you this year? What are you thankful for? How often should we express our thanks? How are some ways that we can express our thanks, you know, anything along those lines. Give me a call and let me know, 505-338-5790, as we all give thanks together on this last day of our nice long weekend, which I'm for sure a lot of people were thankful for, to have a few extra days off of work. To start things off, definition of thankful and thanks. I don't know if you knew what the exact definitions of those words were. Conscious of benefit received, or kindly or grateful thoughts, an expression of gratitude, is just a couple of the definitions that come under the phrase thanks. And I really like the definition conscious of benefit received, because if you think about it, all of us as Christians, we have been benefited a great deal from our Heavenly Father. And so we certainly have a lot to be thankful for. We had an interesting sermon at church this morning that I'll talk a little bit about later on this hour. But it's really about your guys' thoughts on what you're thankful for. 505-338-5790 as we remember Thanksgiving together at the end of this long weekend. A few things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my producer, Steve Madrid, always helping out, represent, yeah. And our head researcher, Julie, always helping out with some really good research. And I appreciate the people that do all the behind-the-scenes work for Raw Talk. It's helped out a lot, so I'm thankful for that. Thankful for actually all my coworkers here. I mean, we got a great crew at M88, and it's just been a big blessing to work with them all this year. So that's one of the things I'm thankful for. And if you don't mind me getting personal, I'll share some other things I'm thankful for throughout the hour as well. What are you thankful for? 505-338-5790. Let us know what you're thankful for as we share thanks together. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but it was Abraham Lincoln who officially made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Now, George Washington was one of the first presidents to actually announce an official day of giving thanks, but it wasn't necessarily a holiday that was celebrated every year. Every president from George Washington up to Abraham Lincoln each year had to declare that there was going to be a day of giving thanks. But it was Abraham Lincoln who made the official Thanksgiving proclamation, and he did this way back in about 1863. And his Thanksgiving proclamation was actually quite interesting. You know, this was during the Civil War, a very dark time for our nation. And yet he had just, he's a great speech maker anyway. But he had a wonderful speech that he shared as he talked about making this national day of giving thanks. So I want to start off by sharing that with you. And this is Abraham Lincoln that I'm quoting from. And he says, "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and even soften the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. Why, that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also, with humble penitence for our national perseverance in disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently employ the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. And that's just a little excerpt from Abraham Lincoln's Proclamation of Thanksgiving, when he made the last Thursday of the year a day to give thanks as a national holiday. Now, you're probably wondering, but we don't celebrate it on the last Thursday of November. We celebrate it on, you know, that other Thursday. Well, it was actually changed back in 1939 by Franklin Roosevelt when he made the next to last Thursday of November the day to celebrate thanks. Now, the reason he did this was actually kind of interesting. The reason he did this is because at that time, the nation was in the Great Depression. And so Roosevelt thought that this would give merchants a longer period of time to sell goods for Christmas to try and stimulate the economy. Now, back in 1939, it was unheard of to ever advertise for Christmas until Thanksgiving was over. It just wasn't done. And so by giving them an extra week, Roosevelt thought that this would help out with the nation's economic needs. Now, what's really funny is not every state agreed with that. In fact, out of the number of states that were currently members of the Union, 23 states went along with the recommendation to make the next to last Thursday the day of Thanksgiving. The other 22 went along with what Abraham Lincoln originally said. So, technically speaking, back in 1939, there was 2 days of Thanksgiving. That's probably more turkey than I can handle. And a lot of people were upset with Franklin Roosevelt trying to change things. They even named his day Franksgiving because they thought it was all something that Franklin Roosevelt was going to do. But eventually it was established that it would be the next to last Thursday in November that would be celebrated as Thanksgiving. And so that's where that got changed back in 1939 with Franklin Roosevelt. I'm glad they decided not to keep the name Franksgiving, though, because that just doesn't have the same appeal. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad they decided to keep Thanksgiving. That just seems a whole lot more appropriate for what we do on that next to last Thursday of every November. So we still want to hear what you are thankful for. If there's something that you're thankful for that you'd like to share with everybody, if you'd like to just express that to friends, family, just to the God who we all serve, give us a call, 505-338-5790, for whatever it is that you happen to be thankful for. We'd love to hear about it here on Raw Talk. Now, I don't know where to go from there. That's the history lesson that I have for you. And I was going to be hanging out with Steve-O tonight so that he could help out when I ran out of things to talk about. So I'm thankful that he's at home giving his kids a bath, because that makes things a little bit more interesting for this evening's activities, if you know what I mean. Now, this was kind of interesting, because when I was going through, well, how do we talk about what we're going to do when we're talking about giving thanks? What are some of the ways that we give thanks? Well, I was thinking, you know, we tip when we go out to restaurants and whatnot. We do thank you notes and things of that nature. But I was kind of curious, how often do we actually do these things? And I have to say that I was actually kind of surprised, because in both instances, so far as tipping and giving thank you notes, we've been getting better so far as that goes. As a matter of fact, when it comes to tipping, that has gone up quite a bit. And as far as thank you notes, well, that's on the rise as well. However, there are still a big chunk of people who don't like to share thank you notes. 39% of people who don't write thank you notes say the reason they don't do that, is they just don't have the time to do it, which I find kind of hard to believe since we have email, instant messaging, and things of that nature. Shouldn't be that hard to send a thank you note. Although most people who get thank you notes say that they prefer the handwritten kind, that that has more meaning than the electronic kind of thank you note. Now, another 23% of people who don't send thank you notes were actually fairly honest, and they said that the reason that they don't send thank you notes, they're just too lazy. Which I think I would fall into that category. And that's why I'm thankful that I have my wife, because she reminds me to send thank you notes. Actually, most of the time, she just writes out the whole thank you note, and I just have to sign it. I kind of feel like the big executive of some sort of company where she just shoves things underneath me, and could you sign this, please? And I just put my signature on things, and she takes care of all the paperwork. So that kind of makes me feel important. Although now that I have friends and family listening to the show, they know that I really don't put a whole lot of time into the thank you notes that they receive promptly for all the gifts that they give. And at least I sign it. I mean, that's got to count for something, right? So sending thank you notes is something that actually, this was kind of interesting, that younger people between the ages of 18 to 29 are actually doing more than even older Americans. That it's on the increase with the younger generation, which I was actually shocked to see. I didn't think that would be the case. I figured that younger people would be less thankful and less willing to send thank you notes. No offense, younger people, but, you know, I just sort of assumed with the cynical nature of today's youth that might be the case. But it isn't. And also on the rise is tipping. As a matter of fact, since 1978, tipping has risen from 55% of people who tip to 73% of people who tip. And I thought that was kind of shocking as well. I figured it'd actually be a little bit less. But no, it's actually been on the rise. However, more than three-fourths of people who tip actually think that tip needs to be earned. And if you don't do a good job, you're not going to get anything extra. So I thought it was kind of interesting because I was convinced, and I don't know why I was convinced, but I was convinced that people just aren't as thankful as they perhaps should be. And yet we see with the statistics on writing thank you notes and tipping that actually thankfulness is on the rise, at least in our nation. Which brings me to the question of, well, how thankful are we as Christians? Do we really give thanks as often as we should? And I'd like to know how often you give thanks. If you have an opinion about giving thanks, something that you're thankful for, something that you'd like to share, give us a call, 505-338-5790, and share with us what you're thankful for and how often you're thankful for whatever it is you're thankful for and how often you think we should be thankful as Christians. I can honestly admit that I don't send God a thank you note nearly as often as I probably should. I mean, I pray for a lot of stuff. I ask for a lot of things. There's a lot of needs in my life, and, you know, I intercede on the behalf of other people who have needs. But when those needs are met or taken care of in some way that was unforeseen by me, I have to admit that I don't very often send God that thank you note. Oh, by the way, Lord, thank you so much for taking care of that. I don't do that nearly as often as I should. And yet the Bible puts a lot of emphasis on giving thanks. They even have thanks offerings that are talked about in the book of Leviticus, where people would give offerings of a certain kind just to express thanks to God for all that he has done. The Bible says the phrase give thanks over 39 times and talks about thankfulness over 72 times. You combine them, that's a lot. That's a lot of talk about giving thanks. And yet I could honestly say that, at least in my life, thanks doesn't take the priority that it probably should. And that's something I'd like to change. When I was celebrating Thanksgiving this year, sitting around the table in our house, which was nice because it was the first Thanksgiving where we weren't eating in the same room where the turkey was cooked, because we actually had another room to eat in, which was a big blessing in and of itself. Because, you know, it's kind of hard to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner when your elbow is basically in the same oven where the turkey was cooked. That makes things a little bit uncomfortable. So it was nice to have a little more elbow room. But as I was sitting there and I was looking around the table, we had some friends and family over. And I was looking at my own family and I realized there is so much that I could thank God for that if I were to start, I'd probably have a really hard time getting done with it all in one day. So that just makes it all the more important for me to give thanks on a daily basis, because then I wouldn't have to try and squeeze it all into one day. And that kind of hit me pretty heavy when I was sitting there at our Thanksgiving table thinking about all the things that God has done for me. And if there's something that God has done for you this year that you'd really like to share thanks for, well, then give us a call, 505-338-5790, and let us know what you're thankful for. And we'd be happy to hear what it is that you think that has been so awesome that God has done here in the past year. And that's pretty much all we're going to do tonight. Crickets chirping. Now, if you're wondering why it's such a low-key show tonight, to be honest, it was a holiday weekend. I didn't really feel like working all that hard. And plus, I knew a lot of the excellent guests that we normally would have on, you know, want to spend time with their friends and family. And so I figured I could just chat with you guys about what you're thankful for. So give us a call, 505-338-5790. And this morning when we were at church, it was kind of interesting because we were talking a lot about how rich we are here in the United States, and how the rich often find it very hard to be generous because they don't have a lot of avenues to be generous, especially here in the United States. I mean, if you think about it, you know, the Bible talks about if you have two coats, you give one of them to someone who is in need and things of that nature. But really, how many people don't have a coat here in the United States, even if it's a raggedy one? I mean, a lot of people have a lot of this basic stuff here in the U.S., so it can be hard for us to find ways to be generous and to share of the wealth that God has given us. And that was something that I thought was pretty interesting that was brought up in, when we're talking in church this morning, and how important it is for us to find ways to be generous because of how good God has been to us. And I was thinking about how could I find some ways to be more generous in the coming year. Just simple things that I could do beyond, you know, giving a bigger tip when I'm out at a restaurant, or making sure that I do more than just sign a thank you card. Maybe actually writing it out for myself. And I'm going to try and find some ways to be a little bit more expressive of how I can give thanks. And it looks like we actually have someone calling in. Oh, there we go. We're going to find out who it is, and we'll see what they are thankful for. If you have something that you're thankful for that you'd like to share with us, 505-338-5790, as we celebrate just how good God has been. Even if it's a verse that reminds you of how thankful you should be or ought to be, go ahead and share that with us, or something that God has done for you here in the past year. We'd love to hear what you're thankful for. Give us a call, 505-338-5790. Can I also say that I'm thankful that I actually got a Nintendo Wii? It's been a lot of work to actually get that, but I had a lot of fun playing with my new Nintendo video gaming machine over the weekend. It's nice to have a few extra days to do that. We have Megan on the line. Megan, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say? Hey, how are you? What do you want to share?
I'm thankful for my family and friends and how much God has changed my life this past year.
And how has he changed your life in the past year?
He has given me real friends, or shown me who my real friends are. And he has just shown himself to me, and I live for him now.
Well, that's very cool, Megan. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us. It's nice to know who your real friends are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, Megan, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you sharing what you're thankful for.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a nice evening.
You too.
That's Megan calling in with what she's thankful for. It's nice to know who your real friends are as opposed to, you know, the posers. You know what I want to do? I'm going to take a quick break here, because my throat's getting dry. I'm going to go grab a drink, and we'll just take a quick regular break, and we'll come back here in a little bit. If there's something that you're thankful for that you'd like to share, 505-338-5790, let us know what you're thankful for here on Raw Talk on M88. What's up? This is Toby Mack with more news of Jesus freaks from America's past. In 1658, a new law in Boston banishes Quakers under the pain of death. The irony is that this law is written and passed by a group of Puritans who had left Europe because of religious persecution.
Within months, the law is enforced, and four Quakers are led to the gallows and hanged. What causes men to become like that which they hate? Is it lust for power? Is it because we focus too much on the rules of religion rather than a relationship with Jesus? America was founded on religious freedom. Staying true to that idea is the only way we can be one nation under God.
One nation under God? Check out undergodthebook.com.
Passion 23 presents The Link with Paul Wright. Tuesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Passion 23 is located at the Lobo Theater. For more details, check out passion23.org or m88.org. Click Radio Activity.
Hi, this is Yo from M88's Midday Show. And you know, it seems every day we get emails or voicemails from people who really appreciate the fact that M88 is about more than just the music.
I'm a listener from Lexington, Kentucky. I listen to you guys all day, every day of the week. Thank you guys for all that you do and keep up the good work.
Hey, I was just calling to say that I love your radio station. I listen to it on the internet because I live in Ohio. Awesome.
Hey, what's up, guys? I live in Alamogordo and I just wanted to tell you that you are the coolest thing since Walmart.
Well, you can't really say it any better than that. Coming this December, we're going to give you the best opportunity of the year to be a part of what M88 is doing here in New Mexico and across the world. We're going to give you a chance to sign up for the stage crew. We got major announcements, huge giveaways, and a whole lot more. It's your opportunity to help M88 make an impact for the kingdom of God. It's the Rush Week, and it's coming the first week of December. Get ready.
Destruction and suffering follow disaster. When the next one happens, you can give personal crisis care for a neighbor or even on a large scale in another state. The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team is coming to Albuquerque December 1st and 2nd. Here's Skip Heitzig.
When I stood at the World Trade Center in 2001, I realized that disasters in the future would present an opportunity for Christians to share the love of Jesus Christ to those in need of crisis care. By serving with Samaritan's Purse at Ground Zero, I also learned that we must be willing and we must be prepared. That's why I'm glad to invite you to the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team Training, coming up December 1st and 2nd here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Whether you want to be prepared to travel to the next hurricane area, like Katrina, or you'd like to know how to share practical compassion with someone near you who has suffered a loss, this training is for you.
Open to anyone from anywhere. His Presence in Crisis Conference. Register at calvaryabq.org for $25 or at Calvary of Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Welcome back to Raw Talk here on M88. I'm your host, Yell. Show where we want to challenge you, encourage you, and most of all, get you to think. Next week, we're going to have a show that I think will be, I don't know, that's going to be kind of challenging to hear, I'm sure. We're going to talk a little bit about what good are youth groups, as a lot of the shows I've done recently have had some startling statistics so far as Christian youth. And some of the stuff, some of the trouble, some of the problems they're getting into. So we're going to discuss a little bit about, well, what exactly are our youth groups doing for today's youth? And if we have all these startling statistics about all the problems that youth are still getting into, then what is the good of having youth groups? That'll be next week on Raw Talk, so be sure to join us for that. Again, another show where I'm going to need your help and going to want to hear your opinion about what's been happening in today's youth groups. Today, however, all we're doing is we're just kicking back, we're relaxing, and we're giving thanks. If there's something that you're thankful for that you'd like to share, give us a call, 505-338-5790. If there's something that you'd like to say about how often we give thanks, are we thankful enough, especially as Christians? Do you think we're thankful enough? Do we express thanks as often as we should? What are some ways that we could express our thanks more often? If you have any ideas along those lines, give us a call, 505-338-5790, and let us know how you think we could be more thankful. Because, quite frankly, you can never be too thankful. I wouldn't imagine. I am certain I've never reached that point, so... To the best of my knowledge, I don't think it can be done. So if there's something you'd like to share, 505-338-5790 as we talk about giving thanks. Now, this was brought up I think it was brought up last week during devotions here at work, a thought about thankfulness. That thought was really interesting. They were going through the verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 where it says, starting in verse 16, be joyful always, pray continually, and then verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And it was pointed out that it doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, that, you know, when something bad happens, that's not something, you know, oh, I'm so thankful that, you know, I had something bad happen to me, but to give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. And even though it seems like a minor distinction semantically, it can make all the world of difference for us as Christians when we realize that it's not that fact that we have to be thankful for all the bad stuff, but that we can give thanks in the midst of all the bad stuff because God is good all the time. If there's something you'd like to share along those lines, by all means, give us a call, 505-338-5790. We have Ruben on the line. Ruben, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
Hey, thanks. Earlier this year, I took a really tough assignment with my company, and 2 months into it, it was aggravating a physical disability to the point where I couldn't do it, and I started praying about it, and about May or so of the year, my boss came to me and said, hey, you know, this is really not the best for you. Let's find you another assignment. And I got shifted to something that's a lot easier, and I think that was a real response to prayer, God providing.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, we certainly praise the Lord along with you in that, Ruben.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I'm glad you had something really great to be thankful for this year.
Yes, and my recommendation for everybody is start your day with prayer.
That's
get up through the day.
That is a very good recommendation. Thanks so much for sharing with us, Ruben.
You bet.
All right, have a great night. And if there's something that you're thankful for, let us know. 505-338-5790. Give us a call. Tell us what you're thankful for. Or, you know what, you could even tell us how often you think we should be thankful and what are some ways that we can really express our thankfulness to our Heavenly Father on a more regular basis. If you're like me, I could certainly use all the suggestions I could get because I know I'm not nearly as thankful as often as I should be because God has been very, very good to me. And a lot of times I just take that for granted, which is not a good thing. So if there's something you'd like to share, 505-338-5790. Can I just say that I am thankful for everyone who serves in our armed forces? I know that sounds kind of rote, but as I was brought up as a an Air Force brat myself, my father served in the Air Force for most of my life as a chaplain in the Air Force, and I have a lot of friends who are also in the armed services. I'm very thankful for our troops and what they're doing all throughout the world so far as defending freedom. And, man, the holiday season, wow, it can be tough for especially the young servicemen. I had a lot of buddies when I was in college who were just young guys in the service overseas, oftentimes serving on the front lines, and it can get a little bit lonely. So let me just encourage you. Send your gifts early to everybody for Thanksgiving and for Christmas if you know someone who's in the armed services. Or even if you don't know someone and you just want to bless one of our troops, think of that now and send those gifts early so they'll arrive in time for Christmas. That is one of the biggest blessings that I know of that will help these guys get through sometimes one of the loneliest parts of the year when they're serving overseas, receiving a little gift from home, a little card that says, hey, we're thinking of you and we're thankful for all that you do. And I know that was always special to us when our family was overseas and family members remembered to send us stuff early enough to get there on time as opposed to, you know, showing up in February. It's nice to get Christmas gifts in February, but a little more meaningful when it actually shows up in time for Christmas. So don't put that off because sometimes it can take a while to get to other parts of the world. And again, thankful for everyone who's serving in the armed services. My father-in-law is actually over in Iraq right now, and I've been very thankful that he has been safe for as long as he has been, and he actually got a new assignment recently that is less dangerous, and that was a big praise report for our entire family that we wouldn't have to be quite as worried every time we saw something happening in Baghdad. We wouldn't be looking for him in the shots that you see on the news. You're just so sure that you're going to see him right there on TV. But that hasn't happened, so we're thankful for his safety, and we're also thankful now that he's not in Baghdad anymore and actually moved to a quote-unquote safer part of the country. And that has been a big thanks for our family. We have Tara on the line. Tara, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say?
Well, first of all, I'm so thankful that Jesus paid the debt for our sins.
Absolutely.
What we're not able. And this, very recently, I'm so thankful that he loves me enough to break my legs when I need it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, we're sheep, and when the sheep go, keeps watching the way, he'll break the legs so that way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. Yeah,
just in case there's anyone out there who's like, wow, she's thankful for breakful legs. That's
yeah.
a brave woman.
But and then he gave me true friends that love him enough and love me enough that they're gonna chasten me as well. So that way I will be right back at the side of Christ. You know. And also, of course, that we're in a country that we're not persecuted for our faith. Maybe. You know, being challenged for it, but definitely not physically, like around the world. And we're free to talk about Christ, maybe not so much in the public places anymore, such as schools and workplaces, but we have a voice that isn't being shut up around the world, and I think we need to use it to let the world know around us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in foreign countries myself, and a lot of Christians in the United States really don't know what persecution is all about. Right. So thanks so much for sharing that with us, Tara.
Okay, thank you. God
all right, you.
You
have a great evening. Good night. And next up, we have Nathan on the line. Nathan, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say?
I was just saying, just being thankful for even, like, our faith here in the country. If we need to really take into thought that, you know, just having the Bible here
mm-hmm.
is just such a blessing, and how you guys at M88 are just spreading the word. I mean, that is just awesome. And I think we should be thankful for our churches and our youth groups, because we don't really know how much we can be engaged in our faith and grow in our faith because of that. And then you have missionaries going to other countries who are trying to bring that to them. But here we have all access, and I'm thankful for that and just the love that we have here.
That is a great thing to be thankful for. It is kind of nice that we have access to so much stuff so far as the Bible goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially considering there's other parts in the world where I think it's just a couple pages of the Bible, like the entire group of people that find it will memorize that whole thing. And here in the U.S., we like to have it more convenient, CD-ROM or MP3 format, so we can listen to it. And sometimes we can take that for granted. But thanks for reminding us, Nathan, that we should never take that for granted.
Can I tell you something really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
My mom told me the story. She went into, I forget exactly the name, I think it was Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
And she snuck in a Bible because God was telling her to do it, and she didn't exactly know why. And then all of a sudden, she came up to this man, and she was like, "Hey, sir, can I give you this Bible?" And he started crying, and she was like, "Lady, you don't understand. I've been waiting to have a Bible for 7 years." So
wow,
it was just cool.
That's an amazing story, Nathan. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you.
All right, man. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. And if you have something that you'd like to share, something that you're thankful for, a great testimony about how awesome our God is, let us know. 505-338-5790. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thankful for. Maybe share some ways of how we can be more thankful, especially as Christians as we head into the new year. Wow. The new year is like right around the corner, isn't it? Man, that just blew my mind. My mind is blown. That's unbelievable. 2006 is like a little more than a month away from being over. That's astounding. I just have to pause for a moment to process that. Okay, I'm over that. So yeah, as we move into the new year, if there's something that you'd like to share about how we can be more thankful, how we can express our gratitude to God on a more regular basis, I know I could use the tips. 505-338-5790. Speaking of tips, if you're kind of curious about what you should be tipping during the holiday season, our head researcher, Julie, found this, and I was actually pretty surprised by this. I didn't know any of this type of stuff. Maybe because I don't come across these people on a regular basis, but this was pretty funny. During the holidays, it is customary, apparently, to tip your elevator operator between $15 to $40. And we're talking about this, and she suggests that must be depending on the number of floors that he actually has to operate the elevator for. So, you know, if it's like a two-floor building, yeah, you could probably get away with $15. But if you're, like, in New York City, it might be a little bit more that you'd want to share with him for that. Of course, I haven't seen any elevator operators here in Albuquerque, to be honest. So I might be able to save a little money on that and spend it on family instead. But, yeah, it's customary during the holidays to tip $15 to $40 for your elevator operator. And for your doorman, apparently it's $15 to $80. Again, I haven't seen a lot of doormen here in Albuquerque. Doesn't seem to be a common job. But if you happen to come across one who opens the door for you, boom, $15. Now, it doesn't say if that's each time that he opens the door for you, if that's just like for the whole holiday season of door opening or for the entire year of door opening. But yeah, $15 to $80. And 15 or more for multiple doormen. Apparently, there's buildings that have so many doors, they need more than one doorman to open them. Like the inner door, and then the outer door, and then the gate door would be my guess. I'm not entirely sure how that works. I don't even have a doorman here at work. It'd be kind of cool if we had a doorman here at work. Maybe someone named Jim. Morning, Jim. And he's like, hey, good morning, Mr. Snyder. It'd be kind of cool. But then I'd have to tip him, and quite frankly, I don't know if I could afford that. $15 to $80 every time he opens the door might be kind of tough. So there you go. Just a few tips there on what you should tip during the holiday season. If you happen to know an elevator operator or a doorman, well, now you know. And I'm sure that's something that's been on a lot of people's minds. Or maybe not. Something I'd like to share with you guys, Jeremy Camp just put out a brand new album called Beyond Measure, and the title track to that album is actually a great song that, for me anyway, has reminded me of just how much I have to be thankful for, and every time I listen to that, it just seems like a Thanksgiving song to me, and so we're going to play that song for you, Jeremy Camp, Beyond Measure. It's Raw Talk on M88.
Finally clear to see the beautiful life you've given me. I feel the breeze in my newborn's gentle breath. With one, two, walk hand in hand to share this life that you have planned. Like a storybook with dreams that are meant to see. Every next step is an extraordinary.
Jeremy Camp, Beyond Measure. It's Rod Talk on M88. It's a song that makes me think about how thankful I can be, because God truly has given us way more beyond measure than anything we could have asked or imagined. And I'm just so thankful that he was willing to do that. You know, when God told Paul that his grace was sufficient, that was actually an astounding statement. I heard a pastor talk on that one time, and I never thought of it this way until he mentioned it. But he said, you know, when God said his grace was sufficient, that basically could mean, you know, this was his interpretation, so don't take this as gospel. That could mean that what he was telling Paul is, hey, you know what? If all I ever did for you was die on a cross and rise again from the dead to give you eternal salvation and forgiveness of your sins, that should be enough for you. That means that if your life is terrible, if nothing ever goes right, if everything goes wrong, his grace is sufficient means, hey, if you have salvation, that should be plenty. But God has given us way more than that, hasn't he? He's given us more than just his eternal salvation, eternal security, and grace from our sins. He's given us much more than that, providing for our needs, comforting us when we're down, calming the storms of our lives, and on and on and on. And that's something that always gives me pause when I come across that verse, that his grace is sufficient. Because really, when it comes right down to it, how many of us really feel that his grace is sufficient? We feel that his provision is sufficient, or sometimes insufficient. We feel that his healing is sufficient, and all these other things. And yet, when we really boil it down, his grace should be all that sufficient for anything, regardless of the circumstances of our life. That's something right there that we can always give thankful for, just like we're asked to give thanks in all circumstances. If there's something you're thankful for that you'd like to share with us, 505-338-5790 to let us know what you're thankful for and how often you think we should be thankful. And you can give us a call, 505-338-5790. And we'd love to hear from you as we talk about that. And Psalm 136, 1 through 3, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever." A great psalm that reminds us of one of the reasons we should give thanks to God. Why? Because he's the God of gods. Why? Because he's good. Why? Because he's the Lord of lords. You know, especially as we approach Thanksgiving, there's a new movie coming out called The Nativity Story that opens actually December 1st, which is this coming Friday, isn't it? Is December 1st this coming Friday? Come on. Yes? No? Yes. Okay. That's my crew there on the other side of the glass doing a good job. December 1st is this coming Friday, and The Nativity Story opens. I've had a chance to see this movie, and it's a pretty good Bible movie. It has some of the typical, you know, Bible movie cheese in it, but overall, it's a really good piece of film that does a great job exploring some of the stuff that happened around the birth of Jesus Christ. One of my favorite scenes in that film is when the wise men come to see Jesus. Now, I know technically they didn't arrive until a couple of years after Jesus was born, but, you know, this is kind of a movie that's based on the traditional nativity stuff. And so they show up on, you know, the night that he's born. Anyway, the look on the face of the wise men is one that just always, I don't know, it just breaks my heart, because they have this look of awe and bewilderment, and they're just astounded that they're looking at God in the flesh, and here he is, just a little baby, and they really don't know what to think or feel, but all they can do is fall down and worship him. And, man, if that doesn't express thanks, I don't know what does. That, hey, just the fact that he's God and he came in the flesh is enough to give thanks. That's pretty awesome. So The Nativity Story actually opening December 1st, and actually a really good movie that Christians will probably enjoy more than anyone else. We have Terry on the line. Terry, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say?
I just wanted to say that I thank God for having things really bad happen in your life to you, and he can turn it into such a positive, useful thing that you can help others with. And only God can do that, because Satan sends things to us to destroy us, maim us, hurt us, but then God can turn it all around and he can make a blessing out of it. And that's why I thank God for his love, for being faithful, for always being the same, and just giving me joy and peace, because I can't get it any other way.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to be thankful for. We were reminded this morning at church that, you know, we serve a suffering Savior. He suffered on the cross, and it looked like he was losing on the cross. But really, he had the victory, and we're reminded, how often does that happen in our life? Where it'll look like we're losing, but really, we have the victory. So that's definitely something to be thankful for. Thanks, Terry.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great night, okay?
You too.
All right. Next up, we have Kay. Kay, welcome to Ron Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi. I just had something that, as I was listening, I felt like I wanted to share with everybody.
Okay.
A long time ago, I really just hate the snow. Just for some reason, I hate snow. And one day it snowed, and there was a lot of snow because I used to live in Edgewood, and we had a lot of snow out there. And God just spoke up in my spirit, and I really felt like he said to me, I want you to name 10 things about this snow that you're thankful for. So I had to sit there and name 10 things that I was thankful for, and I didn't want to because I was just so upset that it had snowed and it was cold, and my fiancé at the time couldn't come out and see me, and I had to think, it's sparkly in the sunlight, it will melt and bring water to the plants that need it, and we won't, because we were in a drought at the time, and for the rest of my life, ever since then, I've just been, whenever something has come up that I feel like complaining about, something that hasn't gone quite right, I just remember that, and I think, I need to be thankful. I need to be thinking about things that I should be thankful for in this situation. And I really feel like whenever we want to complain, we need to think about things to be thankful for instead.
Well, that is certainly good advice that I think we could all take. I know I could take that a little bit more often because I'm a complainer. And I should be thinking of 10 things I should be thankful for, even though the Broncos lost. Thanks for calling in, Kay.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Next up, we have Talia. Talia, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you have to say, Talia?
I'm just really thankful for my family and my friends and stuff. And I'm just glad for all the things that God's given me. And I'm just thankful that he died on the cross for me.
Well, those are great things to be thankful for. Did you spend Thanksgiving with your family?
Yes, I did.
And how big is your family? Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
I only have 2 brothers.
Are they nice to you?
Well, most of the time.
Well, that's something to be thankful for as well. Thanks so much for calling in, Talia.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a great evening, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And I have siblings as well that I'm thankful for. Actually, you know, I didn't get along really well with some of my siblings when I was younger. I think I threw my brother over the couch once because we're fighting for some reason. I don't remember. But now that we're all grown up, it's kind of interesting how we've all developed such a close relationship. And I know a big part of that is the fact that all of my siblings are really close to the Lord, which a lot of people point out can sometimes be kind of rare in a large family to actually have all of the children following God closely and to be so in love with him. And I'm really thankful that we have a family who's like that. I remember some times where, especially with my sister, you know, I had some intense times of prayer. And you know what? Now it's just amazing to see what God has done in our family and just how close I am to my siblings, despite the fact we all live in different states. And that's just developed into a really precious relationship for me. And I hope that's the same for you. And if it isn't, you know what? Keep praying. It can be. And there are a few things as precious as a family that is tied close together in the Lord. I mean, that's one of the things I cherish most about my family is the fact that God has brought us all so close together simply because he is the Lord of all of our lives. And, you know, despite the fact that my dad was a pastor, you know, you think a lot of the kids would rebel. Somehow we all found our own way to the Lord, and it was never forced upon us. It was never this way or the highway, and we're all radically different, and yet we just have such a precious relationship, and I'm so grateful for that. It's one of the biggest things I was thankful for this year as I was sitting there with my parents. My parents came down for Thanksgiving, and just the amazing parents that they have been for all of my siblings and how they live their lives, their marriage relationship, how they conducted themselves as a man and woman of God. I had great role models, which I know is very rare for a lot of people, which makes me all the more appreciative of it. So that was one of the biggest things I was thankful for this year, was just to be there with my mom and dad yet again, because You know, who knows how many more Thanksgivings we're going to have to do that as a family. Because, or, you know, who knows, maybe we'll all be together next Thanksgiving up in heaven as a big family, which would be pretty shway in and of itself. So if there's something that you'd like to tell us that you're thankful for before we wrap things up, let us know. 505-338-5790. Just a couple other things to keep in mind so far as tipping goes, showing gratuity and thankfulness to people that you encounter on a daily basis, especially during the holiday season. Apparently, during the holidays, it's customary to tip your dog walker. If you have someone who walks your dog, 1 week's pay and or some sort of gift, which I'm assuming would have to equal 1 week's pay. And for letter carriers, this might be kind of interesting. If you have a relationship with your postman that you say hi to on a regular basis and really appreciate it when he brings you presents for Christmas, the U.S. government regulations actually allow carriers to accept gifts of up to $20 per occasion. Not cash. They can't accept cash, but they can accept gifts of a $20 value. So if you'd like to bless the postman who brings you packages during the holiday season, you can do that as long as it's not over $20 and as long as it's not cash. So a couple other things you can do just to show thankfulness on a regular basis to some of the people who might be in your life. We have James on the line. James, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
I want to be thankful for Christian radio station and keep up the good work, guys.
Well, thanks, James. We appreciate that, man. It's certainly our privilege to be here, and we appreciate you guys listening. So thanks for tuning in.
That's awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, James. Have a good night. It's always nice to know that someone is listening. That's one of the things I'm thankful for is listeners, because it gives me a job and it gives me an opportunity to share the things that God puts on my heart. So thank you, everyone who tunes in on a weekly basis to Raw Talk. Next week, like I said, we're going to get back down to business and we'll dive into some serious stuff. During the past month or so that I've been doing Raw Talk, we've discussed a lot of things. We've discussed ghosts and psychics, and we've discussed Wicca, and we've discussed why did college students lose their faith? And in the midst of all that, I was kind of picking up on a theme, how even Christian teenagers seem to be struggling with a lot of different issues, and despite being in a youth group, they still have trouble. And in fact, when they get to college, like we found out, 60% of them end up losing their faith, walking away from it, despite being active in a high school youth group. So next week, I want to talk a little bit about, well, what good is a youth group then? If we have that high of a percentage of people who leave their faith once they reach college, if we have a big chunk of Christian teenagers who have no view on the supernatural because they're never taught anything about it, if we, you know, there's all kinds of statistics that we can go over. But the question is, just how effective are youth groups and what are they doing? And that's what we're going to discuss next week. I'm definitely going to want your opinions on that as we discuss that next week here on Raw Talk. I'd especially love to hear from youth pastors and what they think the benefits and even the downfalls of today's youth groups can be and what we can do to help protect our teenagers a little bit more. Also, next month, we got some good shows for the month of December. We're going to have Rich Cristiano. You might remember him from movies such as Time Changers. He just put out a new movie called Unidentified, and he's going to discuss with us pop culture, Christians, and movies, and what should a Christian movie be and not be, and what sort of pop culture entertainment should Christians engage in and entertain or not entertain. So we'll have Rich Cristiano next month, and also we're going to bring back our former Wiccan, and we're going to discuss the pagan roots of Christmas. And if Christmas has such pagan roots, then why are we celebrating it as a Christian holiday? How did that happen? And why hasn't that happened with Halloween? So that should be a fascinating discussion. And all that's coming up in December here on Raw Talk. As always, if you have a suggestion of what you'd like to hear, I know someone wanted us to do a show on Catholicism. That show is in the works, and we'll be discussing that in the new year. And if there's other topics that you'd like us to cover here on Raw Talk, then just drop us an email, studio@m88.org, with the topic that you'd like to hear discussed on Raw Talk. And if also you can suggest someone who's an expert in that field that you think would make a good guest on the show, that would help me out a lot so far as doing a lot of legwork, finding good people to come on and discuss these things. And so that's something that you can do. studio@m88.org if there's something that you'd like to hear discussed on Raw Talk, especially as we approach 2007. Let us know. Well, that's pretty much going to wrap things up for tonight. I'd like to let all of our affiliates know that we'll be ending early, as I have run out of things to say. But let me just say, we all have things that we can be thankful for. And like Kay pointed out, if you ever think that there isn't, take a moment and really stop and think about it, even if it's something you hate. I could probably come up with 10 things I'm thankful for when it comes to the Oakland Raiders. As a Broncos fan, that would be very challenging, but I'm sure I could do it if I put my mind to it. But number one, let's be thankful for Jesus Christ. As we approach Christmas, I mean, it was the greatest gift ever given. It is still the greatest gift ever given, even today. And it's something we can all be thankful for and something that we can share with everyone around us. So I encourage you to do that as we transition from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And I hope you'll come back and join us again next week for more Raw Talk here on M88.